Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Humans are obsessed with hair. We love it, we hate it, we want more of it, we want less of it, we dye it. We also shave it. We shave legs, faces, armpits, chest and toes. You name a body part, somebody has probably taken a razor to it. But how do you protect your skin from a razor? Is there a better way to be fuzz-free? I'm joined on the line now by consultant dermatologist Dr. Rosemary Coleman. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning, Philip.
This morning at 5:30, as I dragged a razor across my increasingly haggard face, knowing that I was going to be talking to you this morning, it struck me, nobody ever taught me how to shave. I'm just wondering, should we go back to basics here and offer people top tips on how to and how not to do this job?
Well, the bottom line is, Philip, most people don't have a problem with it, and so they manage perfectly well. It only becomes an issue, and I'm only involved, when people have skin issues, in particular shaving bumps, or they're getting rashes from shaving. And it can be tricky if you're a teenager with a lot of acne trying to shave around it. But shaving bumps can generally be reduced if you shave in the direction of the hairs. Whenever we see people on the ads on TV, you always see the man with one hand up to his face, pulling the skin quite tautly, and then the other one shaving the skin. And when you pull the skin too tightly, you're allowing the shortened hairs recoil under the skin, and then you get those little bumps in reaction, like a little foreign body.
But if you shave with the grain, you also don't do that good a job, and you could find yourself back there needing to do the job again within 8 hours.
And that's the problem, and depending also how hurt you are. So we all love a very close shave, but that is the payoff. So most people won't have a problem with that, but it's only if they're getting shaving bumps and they want to try and avoid it. One of the tips we say is shave with one hand in your pocket. And yes, you have to forfeit that very close shave.
There's any number of different lubricants available, shaving foam, shaving gel, oil and so on. Which lubricants do you recommend for which skin type?
Well, there you go. You've answered the question. It very much depends on your skin type. So I would not be using soap or a very, you know, water-based foamy product if you have sensitive skin or eczema or dermatitis, etc. I wouldn't be using heavy oils if you're suffering with a lot of acne. It's very much going to be down to personal preference. I'm in a house of men here, and there is a product called King of Shaves Oil all over our house, and that seems to be their favourite. So it's going to be personal preference. If you find after you shave your skin is always irritated and dry, you're probably using the wrong product.
Until the German discount supermarkets arrived here selling budget-priced disposable razor blades, they're one of the most expensive items in most men's supermarket shop. And that made guys loathe to throw them out and try and use them as often as possible. How often should we be disposing of them?
Okay, well, considering how expensive women's beauty routine is, I'm not sure I've
enormous sympathy for that. We were doing well here not introducing the battle of the sexes now. Just let the record show that it was you that went there.
I did market research on that, and my husband tells me that the newer blades that often have, the newer razors that often have four blades, are designed to last up to 2 weeks. But again, Philip, it depends on how hairy and thick the hair is. So if you're elderly with very fine, pale, wispy grey hair, you're going to be much gentler on the razor, aren't you?
Indeed. I was today years old, or yesterday years old, when I found out that, contrary to popular opinion, shaving does not encourage growth of new hair, and that this is one of the reasons why women are increasingly shaving their faces with dermaplaning.
Well, that's a really good topic. So shaving does not increase the growth of hair, because if it did, bald men would just be shaving their heads to make their hair grow back. So it doesn't. But the problem with dermaplaning is that women don't typically shave their faces. And dermaplaning is a trend that I'm personally very much against, because it's just a big money-making trend appealing to young girls, as usual, to have a more radiant, bright, shiny face without what they call, you know, fuzz or fluff, which is vellus hairs. That they're normal facial hairs that are designed to keep us warm. The problem isn't that if you shave off the fluff, you'll end up with a black beard. You won't, because that's making a little fluffy vellus hair into a terminal hair. You can't do that. But what does happen is the women do get stubble on their faces. So the natural vellus, soft, normal hair has a little soft, pointy tip. Once you shave it, you get that blunt tip. So,
and the blunt tip is more visible, is it?
It's not that it's more visible. It's if you put your hand on the face of somebody who's dermaplaned, it feels like stubble, just as a man who's about to or who needs a shave. And that's really not a terribly nice feeling.
No.
And I have patients who tell me that they really wish they'd never started, because they're very self-conscious doing something as simple as kissing a friend hello, because they feel their face is stubbly, which it is. And they have to go cold turkey and just stop. And somebody has an awful lot of that fluff and they're a bit embarrassed about it, Philip, there is a prescription cream called Vanica, which you can get from the GP. And Vanica is not a cream hair remover. What it does is it shortens the hair cycle and the length that the hair will grow. So if a woman is getting long, fluffy, clear hairs and she doesn't like them, by putting the Vanica on, the hair will just be much shorter and far less visible.
And Rosemary, is laser hair removal treatment suitable for the face as an alternative to both the creams and dermaplaning?
Okay, so the answer is yes and no. Laser hair removal is marvellous for the face for people who have got a hair problem. We call it hirsutism, where women will develop hair in a male pattern, or like such as a moustache, a beard, down the neck, etc. So when females in particular, although I do realise some males like having facial hair removal, particularly in the Orient, I believe, if the hair is dark and coarse, the laser is marvellous and it can give them a permanent hair reduction. However, fluffy pale hair has no target. The target for the laser is the pigment in the hair. So the laser will not work on fluffy pale hair. However, Philip, this is going to be probably a $1 billion industry every year. And you can be sure there's an awful lot of research going on trying to get the laser to identify the hair using things like ultrasound and other techniques. So at the moment, laser hair removal will not work on pale hair and or grey hair and only 50% of red hair.
So don't let anybody tell you that it will. Okay, that's useful information.
Don't let them tell you otherwise. The technology is not there yet.
Let us get to some listener questions, Rosemary. 51551 for the text. Waxing. Is eyebrow waxing and upper lip area waxing damaging to the skin?
No.
Straightforward answer there. No need to elaborate on that.
No need, unless the wax is too hot and the beautician burns the skin, it is definitely not damaging to the skin. And a good point, it does not cause the wrinkles above the top lip. I often have patients saying, I never smoked, but I've been waxing my top lip all my life and I've caused these wrinkles. You haven't. They're just the way your mouth moves.
Cold sores. I'm a 68-year-old woman, fair-skinned, red-haired. I have a chronic issue with cold sores. Sometimes the sores are not evident, but my lips still throb. Standard remedies like acyclovir cream or tablet offer no relief. I use SPF 50 on my lips. What might you suggest?
It sounds like that patient needs a suppressive course of acyclovir. So if she is getting, if she is getting frequent cold sores, instead of just taking the acyclovir or valacyclovir, whichever drug she wants, when she gets the cold sore, what we do is we put these patients on a suppressive course whereby she will take it every day for 6 to 12 months to break the cycle. And an old wives' tale is to stop eating peas, because there is an enzyme that the peas interfere with that can trigger cold sores. according to old wives. And I have patients who swear by that.
Yeah, okay. Well, remove them from the diet for a while can't be the worst thing in the world to do. Folliculitis. I was diagnosed with folliculitis on the scalp. I was prescribed a medicated mousse which failed to clear up the problem even after two courses. Could it be something else? Can I start with my own question, though, first, please? What's folliculitis?
Folliculitis is inflammation of the hair follicle. So it will usually present as a little red bump around the hair or a little pustule, a little yellow head around the hair. And then if it's a scarring disorder, you will find that the hair follicle then disappears. So can it be something else? Well, the bottom line is there are many, many causes of folliculitis. And sometimes you may need antibiotics. It could be a deep-seated bacterial infection right down in the hairs. So a cream won't work. You'll need tablets. It could be a fungal infection or a yeast. Or it could be sterile, and there are disorders that need steroids, either creams or tablets. So that patient or that person needs to see a doctor and a dermatologist if they're not happy.
Hairline dermatitis. I have a very sore and itchy seborrheic dermatitis around my hairline. It got worse when I was pregnant, and as I am breastfeeding, I'm not sure what I can use. My GP advised Nizoral, but it does not work. Have you any other alternatives for her?
Yes, a steroid scalp solution is what she needs, and it's perfectly safe when she's breastfeeding. So she needs to just get that from the GP.
Okay.
And also make sure when she uses Nizoral shampoo, she soaks it on for a good 10 minutes. And that's a long time when you're standing there with shampoo in your head.
That's get out of the shower, go do a job and get back in again kind of time, isn't it?
Go and clean the bathroom and then get back in.
A 48-year-old male texts in on 51551 to ask, how can I stimulate facial hair growth? Very little of it, he says.
That's a very interesting one for a male and 48. Okay, so we're way past all the early hormonal problems. I think the bottom line is he can't. Because if the follicle is not there and never was there, you cannot create a hair follicle out of thin air. Now, say he had a disorder whereby he had lost the hair, alopecia areata or various types of alopecia, then that could be treated in certain situations to make the hair grow back. But you basically need the structure of the hair follicle there to grow it. Now, if he was put on certain medications that cause hair, for example, there are immunosuppressive agents like cyclosporin, there are blood pressure drugs like minoxidil, they may well cause overgrowth of the hair, but they won't invent a hair follicle. They just make an ordinary fluffy hair follicle switch into a terminal hair. So I'm afraid he can't.
Okay. Final question then.
My knowledge anyway, Philip.
Okay, because it could also be an endocrinology issue there they might need to talk to.
Not if he never had the hair follicle in the first place by 48. That's probably just genetically he's from a non-hairy family.
I have had hair loss as a result of fibrosing alopecia, and I've worn a hairpiece with no problem over the last 2 years. I did a cycling race 2 weeks ago and forgot to take my hairpiece off. I wore a bandana and a cycling helmet. I sweated a lot. 2 weeks ago, my hairline and scalp broke out in spots that are very irritating and open in some cases and not going away. It is very distressing. Got an over-the-counter cream from the pharmacist, but it's not helping. Tried to get an appointment with a consultant ASAP, but not getting a response there. What can I do? Why has this happened?
I think you're back to folliculitis again here, Philip. I think the hot, sweaty environment, some bacteria probably, has got right down deep into the hair follicles. The cream from the pharmacy won't work. You're going to need an antibiotic tablet. That would be where I'd start. If that fails, it may well be a yeast, such as you get with seborrheic dermatitis. She could try some Nizoral shampoo in the meantime, but deep-seated hair folliculitis usually needs an oral agent. The cream won't penetrate deeply enough.
Rosemary Colan, font of good information, as always, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Text 51551, today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.